Hello, my name is Jennifer McGinley, and I am the CEO of JLM Strategic Communications. I specialize in media relations, community outreach, and reputation management. Today, I'm going to be talking about leveraging your book for media opportunities. Let's get started. So you're an author. Now what? Tell everyone. Public relations is a really important part of getting your book out into the public. The proper definition, according to the Public Relations Society of America, is a strategic communications process that builds mutually beneficial relationships between organizations and their public. I cannot stress enough how building really good, solid relationships with everybody within your space or the subject matter of your book, as well as everybody in your community and everybody that you hope to reach. So don't forget that. Why do you need media relations in your strategic plan for your book? Really, it comes down to increasing your connections, your visibility, which then leads to credibility for you and your book. And like I said, building solid relationships is a secret sauce to public relations, and it will lead to future media opportunities. And it's not magic. It's really working hard and connecting with other people that you think will benefit from the value of the book that you have just written. And it does take time, but it's so worth it, and it can be a lot of fun. What does the medium mean? Well, it's a noun, and the plural of medium. The means of communication as radio and television, newspapers, magazines, and the internet that really reach or influence people widely. Earned media is not paid for. You will be taking time to do this work, but it's not advertising. So I do not recommend that my clients pay to be on TV or in a publication or on a podcast. I believe it's just pitching yourself or having a public relations person help you to get the media placements that you're seeking. And like I said, the traditional outlets are TV, radio, newspapers, magazines. The non-traditional outlets are podcasts and blogs. An important tool that you definitely need to have before your book is complete is an electronic press kit. This is really all the content that you'll need for your media interviews, speaking engagements, and events that will take part as part of you and launching your book. This should be done, like I said, before your book is complete. You want to include a biography, which really tells your who, what, where, when, and why, the story or the backstory about you and the purpose of your book and what really led you to this moment to create this wonderful content that you are now ready to share with the world. And I think one page maximum is good. That is what I recommend my clients. Make sure you have a professional updated headshot. And depending upon what business you're in or niche market, you know, dressing is up to you. But I always feel like being professional, well-shaven for men, a proper haircut is really the best way to go. You also want to include a press release. This can be 1 to 2 pages max. And as much as I want it to be about your book, which is also very important, be careful in how you craft it, which we'll talk about in the next section too, about really providing value to others. So you'll want to do a press release, and it can be about your book, but it can also be about an event you will be taking part in, you will be hosting. Make sure you include quotes by you about why you wrote the book or the value that you can help with others. And also, you might want to include the person that's endorsing your book. For example, I have a client now, and Daniel Pink was one of the individuals who endorsed her book, which really gives her a solid credibility level and elevates her to the next level. You also might want to have a media advisory if you do host an event or a part of an event. That I will actually show you that in the next slides as well, if it's a book signing or a book tour that you're going on. Make sure you have a fact sheet about the company. If you're CEO of a company, you want information about the company where you are now, along with a fact sheet on your book, so that the media, or if you're going to be doing a speaking engagement, that organization can quickly pull information and pop it into the content that they need to provide. Statistics are another great, facts and statistics are really another great piece of content that you can also add into your press kit. For example, if your book's on mental health, you could do stats taken from the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, or another mental health organization to give a little bit more weight and more content to your press kit as well. I get this question a lot, how to position your book in a press release. And I think this is kind of a two-pronged approach. You definitely want to talk about what your book, the purpose of your book, but sometimes certain media outlets don't want somebody to be pushing their product on them. It's better to kind of take a little bit of a different angle that, you know, your book is about spring cleaning or mental health. So how can you educate the public on those two topics? And then you can say, I also have a book where you can find more tools and tricks to help you with the subject matter. And like I said, you can also, if your book happens to be about mental health, you can write a press release about the latest research findings and include information from your book and then pitch to mental health, parenting, science, lifestyle publications, and other media outlets. Be aware of current trends too in the news as you're getting ready to launch your book and how it relates to your book, because timing and positioning are everything. If there's a breaking news on some research findings within the mental health space, you can now provide some expert information or quotes for a certain media outlet. If your book is about fatherhood, for example, then pitching a couple months in advance of Father's Day is ideal, so you can line up interviews or TV appearances in time for that specific holiday. Especially for magazines and radio programs, they tend to go a little bit further out in arranging interviews. Like I promised, I am now presenting a press release example. And at the top, for media, immediate release and the date when you will be sending this out, the proper, clear contact information from you or perhaps your publicist. You want a really attention-grabbing headline that will get the media's attention. And then your content. And I still love the old school way of the who, what, where, when, and why. And so the body of your press release should be very clear and give some weight and really provide solid information for that media outlet. It's always good to provide statistics. If you'll notice in the last paragraph, I gave some statistics on actually MS for this press release at this time. And I also used the website too, so they knew where my information came from. Always cite where you get your facts and your figures. Here's a media advisory. And like I mentioned before, this is really if there's an event going on that you're going to be a part of, or like a book tour or a book signing, that's usually the best type of content to provide. Again, it's the who, what, where, when, and why, and make sure you have proper contact information there as well. What media do you approach or pitch to? It's important to narrow down your subject areas. I love things in threes, so I tell my clients to think of a triangle, not only when they're talking to the media, but also subject areas. It tends to be a little less overwhelming, and it's a great place to start, just three subjects. Here, I've just added in science, parenting, and health. First, you'll have to do research. You can use Google to do research on certain outlets. So if you're going to do science, just, you know, Google types of science publications and websites and blogs to pitch to. Also local, national, and niche outlets. So you'll do your research and then you'll start to input them into a document I would use a spreadsheet. And so you'll want the name of your outlet, the contact name, email address, a phone number. And then the last column should be, you know, kind of a status update, where everything is and who you need to follow up with. Follow up is absolute key in pitching to the media. Here's a sample of a media list for a recent client. And so what you're seeing here in front of you is on the left-hand side, the name of the outlet. And then again, to the next column is the contact name. And it goes further, like I mentioned. How do you work with the media? It's really, again, about building relationships. It's being honest. It's being reliable. You really need to understand their news outlet and audience. I don't recommend just calling a reporter out of the blue without having read their content or understanding a little bit more about them and, like I said, their outlet and their audience. You know, what age bracket is mostly, engaging with them. Just to do a little bit of research is really the most respectful thing you can do. You'll want to call that outlet first to confirm the proper contact person. The media, you know, staff and the colleagues there, they tend to move around a lot, and I find to be really strategic and increase your opportunity for success is getting a proper contact name. It's also a great way to build a connection because you're calling the newsroom, you're saying, hi, I'm a new author, I'm really excited to share my tips and my knowledge, you know, with your audience, who's the best person for this subject matter, and then you thank them graciously, you know, thank you so much for your time, I appreciate it. Then you'll want to email that new fresh contact information, that person, and you'll want to send them an email and include your press release, your bio, facts and stats, and tell them about yourself and your book. Also make sure you give them your website link as well. And any other social media links too. They're going to make sure you're a credible person and that you are legitimate. That's really important because you need to know, they need to know why your book is important to their audience and that it will truly provide value. Next, you'll want to follow up a day or two later. On the weekends, it tends to be a different staff. So I recommend Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to do pitches and follow-ups. You also want to make sure you're not calling when they're on deadline. You know, 3 and 5 is kind of an iffy time of day to call a newsroom. I recommend 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. That just tends to be where I've had some success. Always be gracious and thank that media contact, regardless of the outcome for you. And if you do happen to get a media placement, write them a note right away or send an email and say, thank you so much. If I can be of service in the future, I'm happy to help you. Why is using a PR agency good for increasing your chances of success? Well, I'll tell you. I have over 25 years of experience, and most people in this field should have a proven track record of success. We know how to position a person, a brand, or a book appropriately. We provide more credibility for you as an author when you than really more than you representing yourself. It kind of boosts your credibility level. We understand messaging and building awareness for a subject matter or an author. We also value the importance of building solid relationships and connections and networking very specifically for each client or organization that we're working with. The real important characteristics too are loyalty, reliability, and serving their audience. It's really not about me and it's not about my client. It's how I can help and serve others. And PR experts also know strategies to help clients. And I tend to go with a creative outside of the box approach. We also know inside information, timing, proper pitching methods, that everything should be customized. Don't cut and paste information in. Make sure it's nice and clean and it's a little bit different for every outlet. Honestly, the news or journalists can sniff a a cut and paste. We also know the media outlets to go to. We do our research. We really like that special head time to get a strategy and to research outlets that are going to best benefit our clients. We also know trends going on. We stay really close to the news on a daily basis for breaking news and for trends that are hot that day, that week, or that month. I hope I provided value for you today, and I wish you the absolute best of luck at being a new author.